It's fair to say we're a nation that's obsessed with sport, right? So Tom Brannock is in with us now, and we're going to be talking about, I suppose, the record-breaking success of Team Ireland. But have you ever dreamed of heading to an international sporting event? Maybe it's the Olympics, maybe it's something else. And you just needed a little bit of a push to get you over the line to make it happen. Sometimes we just need that nudge. Joining us now in the Cork studio is Tom. He's a travel writer and he's going to tell us all about sports, travel and tourism. Hello, Tom. Konasatu.
Intakwa. How are you, Anna? How's
it going? I'm not too bad. Fill us in. Look, we're all in a state of Olympic fever. We know that. But you actually believe it's not too late to go to Paris. How can we get there?
Yeah, exactly. There's still hope.
Yeah.
Now, so there's still 4 days left to the event. So if there's any of your listeners who are feeling very spontaneous and maybe a little bit of footloose, I know Ryanair put on a flash sale this week for city breaks. That's all airports across the country on the side.
Right.
But you can get to Paris tomorrow evening, Paris Beauvais from Dublin for €29, which is a great deal. And then your rates, if you can hang on maybe until next Monday, make a kind of a long weekend of it, are very reasonable as well. And what was interesting to me, at least, Anna, was that I learned, or I found out that hotel rates across Paris have actually really been dropping during the Olympics.
Perhaps because they were sky high, obviously, at the start.
Exactly. I think they've dipped by about like €80 per night.
Yeah.
So I was even looking at the 7th arrondissement, which is where the Eiffel Tower is, for example. So
that
right
was very
in the
good
heart of it.
There, that was lovely. Well done, you. Someone's
practicing
been practicing.
But you can get the Hotel Amelie there for rates for €160 a night. That's just an example of it's not going to totally just kind of debunk the myth that maybe some of these events are absolutely catastrophically priced, which they can be. But at this point, getting to Paris is quite affordable.
Yeah.
And then you have lots of events on the ground to pick from. And as we've seen, Anna, from watching the Olympics over the past 10 days or so, it's often the quirkier, like lesser viewed events which become the novelty. You know, like that Turkish guy who became like iconic for like, you know, he's shooting with one hand in his pocket. And
yeah, and you
watching,
saw the pole vaulter last night.
Right,
he even gave them a little bit of a nod.
He took him off
Loved
last
that.
Night. And even, I mean, some of the events, so they start from, you can get the I think it's the canoe sprint or you've got the women's water polo from like €50 this week. So if you're in Paris and fancy taking in an event, go to the Olympics website. I just had a bit of a snoop earlier on today and had a sign up, which took just a minute. And then you've got the pick of the events. Now, like, for example, I think isn't Kelly Harrington fighting tonight?
She sure is.
Yeah. Now the cheaper tickets have gone for that already. So you're talking more into the hundreds for the likes of that. But even if you we're interested in seeing the marathon. I mean, that's a free event. So no matter where you are around Paris, it starts, I think, from the Champs-Élysées, and then it goes tours around the Seine.
Yeah, because that's free to view, isn't it, for the public? But
so
then there's
really,
other events that are ticketed.
And then you just soak up the atmosphere, because I think lots of us watching it have that kind of like sense of FOMO.
Yeah, and you know what? I always feel if you do find yourself getting over to the Olympics in Paris, you can always lie and say you saw the 100-metre men sprint. When people know you were there, they wouldn't even know.
On a pub and a bistro on Montmartre, but you still.
Technically, you wouldn't be telling a lie, you know what I mean? But that's brilliant. But like, even for people maybe that are thinking about the Olympics and they've had the Olympic fever and maybe they're looking with an eye to Los Angeles 2028.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, now you've got four. We're in training already.
Yeah. Well, I'm
ahead.
Eyeing up here, the production team on the other side, the window going, come on, can we make it happen? Putting my hand up. I'll volunteer to go.
We've got 4 years to make it happen. I think that was the appeal of Paris, because it was so close. I think next year the Athletics Championships are in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think in 2032 they're in Brisbane. So LA, we've got like a decent shot to kind of save up, and there'll be huge Irish support there. And of course, at the Paralympics too will be happening again, so that's one to watch out for. But like, I just think that and I think the fact that Ireland has been doing so well this time round too, I just feel like we all, like, I found myself watching golf for the first time on Sunday, Rory McIlroy. I'm not a golf fan at all, but I was like, come on, Rory, you can do it, you know. Where, like, I think the Team Ireland fever is really taking off.
Yeah. And you know, let's just take things up a gear here now for a second with a bit of a Formula One escape. And a lot of people obviously have fallen in love. dare I say, not even with the Formula One racing, but with the drama that comes with it, thanks to Drive to Survive. That's become hugely popular.
It's been a game changer, like, due to Netflix. And I was actually a much bigger F1 fan growing up in the kind of the Jordan era. I used to love, like, Eddie Irvine, John Alesi, and now
I was a Michael Schumacher fan. Loved
it. Were you a Schumacher fan?
Yeah, big fan.
So now it's become, I think, it's cracked the US. It's become such a huge global phenomenon now. And again, some of the events are not maybe as pricey as people might think. So you can get like 4-day passes for often the Hungarian Grand Prix is one of the more accessible ones. So something, a destination like that, you can get for like €600 for 4 nights. And typically how the events work, you have the, it's the open practice on a Friday, then you've got the qualies on a Saturday, and then the Grand Prix proper on a Sunday. And then
what would you be setting yourself back now if you're going to, you know, go all out and go to somewhere like, let's say, Monaco?
Oh, okay. So that's, I guess, on the more... Well, the thing about Monaco is it's a really kind of a glitzy destination, but it's close. So it's like, I think their price at €1,300. And Monaco's tiny, so you have to stay in Nice, for example, there. Mm-hmm. These are kind of package prices based on some of the Irish operators. Yeah. But the cool thing about Monaco, like I haven't been to the Grand Prix in Monaco, but I've been to Monaco. But because I know the circuit so well, it's actually and the similar with Montreal, which is also a street track. Yeah. You from watching the sport for so many years, you know where you're going. So you're like, oh my god, around this corner is going to be like Rascasse or that famous like bridge or the chicane. It's even a buzz kind of being there.
Just being there, absolutely. And like, there's lots of them, as you said, very near home as well. If people want to just dip their toe in.
Yeah, Silverstone will be another accessible one. I went to the Nürburgring. That's a 24-hour race this year. And that was a total... I remember Schumacher overtaking John Alesi in the Nürburgring on a wet race years and years ago. And it's still imprinted in my mind because I was an Alesi fan. But it was really cool being to that event. And it's kind of like, I don't know, kind of like they're like Glastonbury meets like Mondello Park. Yeah. Really kind of nice festival atmosphere.
Fun vibe.
Yeah, great vibe. And I guess every sport, I'd be interested for a sports journalist to tell me like what sport has the friendliest or the funnest fans, because every kind of sport does have its own kind of atmosphere.
Well, now let's turn our attention to tennis. I'm sure they have very friendly fans. What have you got for us there?
Yeah, I actually think tennis, like if you look at a crowd, Wimbledon always has the most kind of like diverse demographic or attending the sports. And I've been to a few, actually the Canadian Open is taking place this year. And I went to the Canadian Open a couple of years ago, not specifically, but often if you're in a city, it's a like great thing to see what sports events are happening around you. And then like you pay, $50 or $60 and you can like see real all-star tennis players, or you have Roland Garros and Wimbledon, I guess, is the main one thing about
Wimbledon.
Everybody
is always dying to get tickets for Wimbledon, even if they've no interest in the actual sport. It's nearly for the style stakes that they're going over sometimes.
And it's really become such a kind of an it spot. But the thing about Wimbledon, and it's actually kind of timely in that they open their public entry tickets in September. So you enter a draw.
Okay.
And then, so that's quite, I mean, that's in a few weeks, and Wimbledon is
so it's
next
much
July.
Like the Olympics. You put your email in, you kind of a lottery then if you come
yes,
up.
Yes, and then you're notified by next February whether you're going to get the tickets or not. So now is a good time to kind of set the wheels in motion.
Brilliant.
But even if you don't, you can still like turn up on the day and queue for tickets. But Wimbledon tickets actually surprised me. They're, you know, start from like €40 to €50 on day one, which I think is really
good,
really quite affordable. Yeah. And they all have their own vibe. I think I've been to Roland Garros as well, and that was, I think, even a little bit
Now
cheaper.
You're just showing off.
I'm meant to be the sports nut,
and you've been to a lot more sporting events than I have internationally.
I doubt it. That's probably kind of been the extent of it, to be honest, because I do like tennis. But and everyone, I have to say, Roland Garros compared to, I have not been to Wimbledon, but the French crowd can be very hot or cold. So I mean, they can be really, really raucous or quite tepid. So Roland Garros is an entirely different atmosphere, I imagine, to Wimbledon. But
now, would you recommend, I suppose, booking the trips yourself, or how should people go about booking these trips then?
Well, I think we've become really kind of, Irish travel consumers have become really independent. We know how to navigate our way around. You know, it's very doable to book all the components yourself, but you can definitely go through a travel agent. Like lots of the main ones like Cassidy's or Shannon Travel, Abbey Travel, they will all have packages for you to loads of sporting events, be it like, I know there's a huge like rugby fans are so loyal, they'll go like, you know, to New Zealand England and Australia to support the Irish teams to South Africa, and they'll include all the packages for you. And the same similarly with golf, obviously the football. So it's kind of, if you want that kind of peace of mind and the convenience of having mm-hmm. everything done for you, that's a great option as well.
That's it. Just one stop shop. Get it all done. Your holiday really starts in the minute you click. That's
exactly.
it. Bye. I'm there. Done. I'm actually still eyeing up my producer here going, any chance, like you heard about the Ryanair sale, any chance we can get there for the day after tomorrow? You know, I'm happy to do that.
Reporting live.
Yeah, absolutely. Why right. not just do the show from over there? Tom Brannock, thank you so much for filling us
Thanks,
in with all
Anna,
those
all
great holidays with a twist.